Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Swinger Central. My name is Callie.
And I am Cody.
So tonight we're going to be answering some listener questions. First question that we have is, what is the key to keep a relationship together if you swing?
Oh, trust, communication, and complete transparency.
Without those things, it could easily ruin a relationship. Between hubby and I, we communicate honestly about everything and everything. There's nothing that is kept a secret, none of that kind of stuff. So to keep your relationship strong, you have to have those things if you're going to be in this lifestyle. His next question was, what's the average age group for swingers? And that would be 43 years of age. That is the average age to be in the lifestyle. So how do you feel about playing with a single person? Does that make problems more often than with a couple? I wouldn't necessarily say that that makes more problems. It's just a little bit harder to find a single male who is compatible.
Yes, and then you also have the... I don't even know what I was trying to say right now.
It tends to cause a lot of drama with the respecting boundaries, etc. It is easier to find a couple. Who is accepting of your boundaries because they expect the same in return, where with a single person, you typically don't have...
Well, yeah, I mean, if you take a single guy has no...
I mean,
he has no limits. There is no limits because he's not with somebody that has
limits,
boundaries in play at that moment, so... So when you're a couple, you have those limits and boundaries with your significant other. So that makes it a little bit better when you're doing couple swaps and stuff like that.
Right. So he had another question. I guess him and his ex-wife had looked into swinging at one time. And he was curious if there are many couples out there where both husband and wife are bisexual. It's not an uncommon thing. If that's not your thing, you just need to make that kind of clear up front. There's no shame in saying, hey, like, I'm not okay with being touched by another man if you're a man.
Yeah, there's no judgment in this lifestyle. I mean, there shouldn't be any judgment in this lifestyle. Because we're all doing things that are supposedly taboo. But, I mean, honestly, there's all sorts of different people that have different kinks.
Yeah, I mean, if you're truly in this lifestyle, you're not going to be kink shaming somebody for their personal desires. It might not be your cup of tea, but... That's you're not going to shame them for that or put them down for it.
Exactly.
I mean, so it is a common thing where you have a male and a female couple who both are bisexual. Again, if that's not your thing, you need to make it very clear up front with them before you guys go any farther. Make sure that you have your boundaries in place and that they are aware of them, because that's a quick way to get your boundaries crossed and your experience ruined if you're not honest and open about your communication and something happens that you didn't want to happen.
Yeah, very true. And there are, nowadays, it's more common than not to have a transsexual, you know, in the lifestyle. And, you know, there shouldn't be anything wrong with them being in the lifestyle as well.
There is nothing wrong with it.
I know, but that I'm just saying.
No, I know. Okay, so on to our next question. We are a good-looking couple. One issue I had was achieving an erection around others. I've heard this is common. What are some solutions to that?
So I kind of had a little bit of this issue, you know, towards the beginning and everything like that. But my thing was, is if I didn't hear you being pleased or see your facial expressions like you were being pleased, I couldn't perform for someone else. But as long as I can hear you and read your body language and everything, then I was totally fine.
Yeah.
With playing with other people.
Right. I mean, and it also, if it's something that you're not comfortable with playing separately and you're having issues, it might be okay to backtrack a little bit and go back to same room play.
Yeah.
Where you have your wife or your husband there and you have that comfort.
Yeah. I mean, even using you as like
a buffer.
My buffer.
Yeah.
You know, that worked also. You get me all worked up and then I go and play a little bit and then, you know, everything was gravy. So, I mean, there's tons of different things and ways you can try to figure out what works for you. I mean, everybody's different. Everybody has their own ways of coping with that. But Some people don't have issues at all.
I mean, if it is a matter of being nervous, if it's your first time with a couple and you're just purely nervous and you have stage fright, that is perfectly understandable. Honestly, it is. It's perfectly understandable. And it happens. I mean, it really does.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it was because I was getting in my head because of... Before, you didn't know how you would react.
Right. It was our prior conversations. I mean, and you and I have discussed that where we had had the conversation after I told you that I was okay with you playing with somebody else, that... I think a lot of it had to do with you weren't sure how I was going to feel. And so you were a little bit hesitant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's okay. I mean, that's okay. That's also a conversation that you guys need to have as a couple if that's where your head is going.
Yeah.
But if you're a single male and this is happening, just know it is perfectly acceptable. It's fine. You don't need to be embarrassed about it or anything like that. Shit happens. I mean, it is a little intimidating and scary to be invited where you have a husband watching you playing with his wife.
Especially for the first meet and greet, or the first time, you know.
Yeah, for the first time.
Not really knowing...
What to expect.
Yeah, what to expect.
I mean, so those are perfectly normal... feelings to have. Again, there's no shame in saying, hey, I can't play separately. I need to be in the same room with my wife or same room with my husband, because it could purely just be a comfort thing, or you need to see your partner being pleasured to be able to be turned on.
And I want to also put this out there. Sometimes being in the same room makes it awkward for the person. So if they did separate room, they would probably perform differently because they're not pressured.
Right. I mean, and that's the thing, is it's like if it's a single guy coming in to be with the wife and he's unable to perform with the husband sitting there watching, that comes down to a nervousness situation where, I mean, if the husband and the wife are okay with the husband leaving the room for the wife to play with him, then that's okay.
Install one of those one-way mirrors.
No.
So you can watch at least.
No. Don't do that. But no, I mean, there's nothing wrong, and it's also it's called a two-way mirror, dork. Oh. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. So just, if you were having issues... Like, just be honest about it. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, people are not going to judge you for it. Or they shouldn't, at least.
No.
Okay. And that does it for listener questions. I think we're going to take a real quick break. And then we will be right back after this break. commercial. Okay, and welcome back. So, I want to talk to my husband about some taboo kinks that he has that I don't think we've talked about yet.
Taboo kinks? Oh, I think we have, but I don't think we've actually discussed it.
I don't think so either.
So, all right, kinks. So, I kind of like when my wife pegs me.
I'm okay with it.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
No.
So, for some reason, when something's in there, hitting the prostate, and you're getting an erection, and you're, just say having sex at the same time, it feels like a shotgun going off. I mean, I felt like I had to call the neighbors to,
apologize
for the white yolk on the side of their house, you know, because I couldn't find it after I was done.
Okay, so what intrigued you about it initially?
Well, initially, it was just a curiosity.
Was it when we were legit joking around, like looking at stuff on Adam and Eve? And we were joking around, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to get a strap, and I'm going to peg you with it.
It might have started there. I can't remember.
I don't either.
Me neither.
But I think I kind of embedded that idea in your head a little bit.
I think you did. But, so, then, it wasn't even, like, the first time didn't really feel too good. I didn't like the in and out motion at all. If it was in there, stationary, it was fine. I had a, what would you call it? A prostate stimulator.
It's a prostate massager.
Prostate massager that you put around your dick, around your balls, and stick it in.
And it vibrates.
And it vibrates. And we would have sex with that. And, oh my God. Yeah, that was really good. But I didn't like the in and out motion. Then I was like, you know what? You can't knock it for trying it only once. You have to try it again at least one more time.
If you still don't like it, then...
Yeah, if you still don't like it after that, then oh, we'll just trash that idea. You know? And me and the wife are really kinky, so we give it a second go. And the second time, actually felt pretty good. It didn't feel bad, didn't feel amazingly good, but it was a lot better. And I was like, okay, well, that wasn't too bad this time. Well, I might try it again, even after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll just say the third time was amazing. I ain't gonna lie. Ain't gonna lie. So, I don't know. Watching my wife, her reaction to what she is doing and how she has this power that a lot of women don't really get to have kind of was hot. In my eyes.
See, I don't even see it as like a power. It's so that's very much out of the norm for a woman. I mean, and it's, I hate saying power because it's not like I'm not going to do anything to hurt you. I mean, and so I don't like to use the word power because like power can be abused. But it's very much like
it could be abused. I mean, and you could abuse it if you wanted to.
But I wouldn't do that.
Oh, I know that.
But that's the difference. So I don't like to use the word power just for that simple fact is that can be abused. It's a role switch.
Uh-huh.
So I get to be the more dominant one in that situation.
Yeah.
And it's more me being in control of the situation.
Yeah.
I mean, and so that's a big turn on for me because let's just be real. I'm a freaking control freak and I'm a type A person.
You're a dom as well.
Yeah, I am. I'm a dominant person. And
especially because in your day-to-day life,
I am not submissive at all in my day-to-day life. I'm just a very dominant person, period. I'm the one that makes decisions. I'm the one that follows through with everything. I'm the one that gets everything done. And they have to be done a certain way for me to be okay.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's more, I'm just a dominant person, period.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't make a good side.
That's right. I'm thinking of something totally different.
Right. I mean, most women who have a dominant personality in their normal everyday lives prefer to be submissive in their sex life because they get to just take a break.
Yeah. And then it turns you on also when I tie you up to the bed.
Right. It does. I mean, I'm not going to lie. That's a huge turn on, but I have to be in the right frame of mind to be able to do that.
I'll just tie you up while you're sleeping.
No. That's a good way. That's a good way when I get untied for you to get junk punched. Just saying.
Damn dominant women.
But no, I mean, it's just one of those things where, honestly, I think a lot of it has to do with most men are not open to being that vulnerable. And I mean, it's vulnerable. It is a very vulnerable type situation. So, I mean, I think that's part of it is it's just like, okay, he's trusting me to take care of him.
Yeah. So what are some of your freakish kinks?
I don't have any freakish kinks. I have taboo kinks to normal everyday society. I don't have freakish kinks.
Well, I guess I'm the only one that's freaky.
That's not a freakish kink. That is a taboo kink.
Okay, then what's your taboo kink?
I mean, I guess that I like to peg my husband. I mean, honestly, I don't personally consider them taboo or out of the norm. I mean, because that's just our normal.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, a year ago, this conversation would have been completely different. I mean, but, like, I don't consider them taboo. I mean, I'm a bisexual woman who is a dom, and I like to peg my husband. I like to eat pussy. I like dick. Like, I will strap a woman the best that I can.
I've seen you do a pretty damn good job. You've got some stamina.
I mean, honestly, it's just one of those things where, like, I don't really think that those are too taboo. I mean,
no.
I mean, I think probably the one thing that we've tried that I was just like, okay, I want to try this, and it just didn't work out for me, was wax play.
Yeah, you didn't, you don't like the hot wax dripping on you. It's
too
hot.
Well, part of me thinks that we didn't do it properly.
How do you not do it properly?
You had the candle a little bit too close, and so it was too hot.
I was over a foot.
I know, but you went on my stomach. You don't go on a stomach first.
Well, I don't know what you do then.
Yeah. Yeah, the wax play, that was like a one-time thing and done. So we have a whole box of low-temp candles sitting in our drawer right now that will probably never be played with again.
Probably not. But back on the subject. So we need to, pegging.
Oh.
Back on the subject of pegging.
Oh, okay.
Only reason why I say that is because, like, a lot of people think that it's out of the norm. And you know what? Anything sexual, and if it's a fantasy, you should, you know.
if you have a partner who is accepting and loving of you and you're able to communicate those fantasies honestly and openly with them.
Yes.
Without fear of being rejected or not being accepted, then communicate those fantasies. Enjoy it. Like, if you can experience that with somebody that you love, then why not? Like, you live once.
Yeah, well, and I did talk to a guy today, and he had a question. He was from Egypt, and he was saying this was kind of one of his fantasies, being in the hot wife lifestyle. And he was wondering, like, how do I bring it up to my wife? I love my wife. I don't want her to think bad of me. I love her. But this is just one of my fantasies, to have one of my friends, guys, whatever, or just some random guy that she approves of, come in and play together.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of his questions, was like, hey, how do I bring this up to her? How do I talk to her? I mean, I love her to death. I don't want her to hate me. I just want, I want her to experience this.
Right. I mean, and I understand that. I mean, it can be a really hard thing to bring up. I mean, depending on the person.
Yeah.
I mean, one size does not fit all when we're talking about being able to bring this conversation up, because you have some people who are just like very much like, no, monogamy is the only way to go. Like, yeah, that will never happen.
Yeah.
I mean, but if your partner is open to your other fantasies, it's as simple as having a conversation. And
if you can open, maybe, well, have a conversation, open up her.
Okay, so let's discuss, like, when you brought it up to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Now? So 2 years ago, you asked me just out of the blue.
Well, I was also making gestures. Well, you had
made hints and stuff like that about it. And I just need
reinforcement.
Yeah, I mean, I had thought that you were kidding around and stuff like that at the time. And, like, you didn't make it very well known that you weren't kidding, because you were like, I need reinforcements. Hee. And I'm like, okay, that's a joke. I get it. Hee. Okay, I'm right there with you.
But well, you then, weren't.
Right, apparently. So a couple weeks go by, he's making these jokes and things like that. Well, he finally just comes out and says, hey, how would you feel about having a threesome? And
where'd your mind go?
My mind went everywhere.
Did it go FMF? Or did it go?
No, it honestly didn't go any of those.
No?
Like, that was, like, not even, like, in my head, I wasn't even thinking, like, oh, yeah, like, I'm going to get two dicks. Or, like, oh, I get to eat pussy and, like, have a dick. Like, none of that even entered my mind at the time.
Well, I mean, let's even go back a little bit further. Even further, we were watching swinger shows, episodes on Netflix, a swinger episode on Netflix, a swinger episode on
Hulu.
Right.
But here's the thing. At the time, I told you, I don't think I could do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is the exact conversation that we had when we were watching that. I said, that is interesting. That is amazing lifestyle, like how they can have a good relationship, but I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing, is it's like, at that particular time,
if you haven't done it, you don't know about it.
Well, I mean, at that particular time, I honestly don't think that I would have been able to.
Probably not.
I mean, and that's just the reality. At that particular time, that wasn't the time or place for it.
Yeah.
I mean, just because we had a lot of other stuff going on in our life.
Tons of stuff going on.
So let's bring it back.
Yeah.
So he asked me how I felt about having a threesome. I told him, I don't know. I've never been in a situation where that was even an option. It wasn't ever an option for me. I mean, my mind didn't go to like, oh yeah, let's do this. I get two dicks.
Hall
I get...
pass.
No,
pass.
It didn't go to any of that. Like, honestly, my mind was like, okay, but why does he want this? Like, am I not enough for him?
But like, I didn't.
No, I know.
Didn't offer another woman.
No, I know. You didn't offer anything. You just said, how do you feel about having a threesome? Yeah. That's what you laid out. So in my head, like, all these questions start arising. I mean, and like, this is the thing, like, when it's brought up, and like, every woman is going to have these questions.
Oh yeah.
Every woman. Am I not enough for him? Why does he want this? How is he going to look at me after that if I enjoyed this? How am I going to feel about myself? How is our relationship going to handle this?
Yeah.
So, I mean, those were all things that started running through my head when you asked me that question, not like just down to the sex part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the least of my concerns. My concern was protecting our marriage.
Yeah. Well, and you couldn't figure out how to take sex.
Well, I mean, and that's a whole other conversation that I'm going to get into.
Yeah.
But I mean, those were questions that I needed you to answer before we even got into the topic of sex,
yeah,
period, where this lifestyle was concerned. So I needed you to put me at ease.
Yeah.
And assure me that, okay, this isn't so that I can go sleep with other women, or
yeah,
no, you are enough. It's not that.
Well,
it's
yeah,
just X, Y, and Z. When you have a high sex drive, I can't fucking keep up.
Yeah, and that's what it was. It was, I couldn't keep up. I was having a really bad issue with my back, and I was just like, you know, I want my wife fully satisfied. I'm the type of person that when I do have sex with my wife, I try to please her to my the best of my abilities.
Right.
And I that's what I strive for. So then whenever I know that I'm starting to
have your issues,
have my issues, and I'm falling behind, I'm like, I need reinforcements.
Right, but here's the thing. So, like, did I ever once complain about your...
No, you never did.
No,
you
I never did.
But I, being me, wanted to see you fully satisfied.
No, and I understand that. And I get that. I understand that now. But at the time, I was like, okay, like, is it so he can have sex with other women? Like, am I just not doing it for him? Like...
Well, and another thing, too, is I wanted to also see if somebody, if we can get somebody to actually wear you out one night. Has that ever happened?
No.
Okay. It still hasn't happened to this day.
No.
Nobody can tire out this machine. It's like the Energizer Bunny. Keeps going and going.
Oh, God. But no, I mean, like, those are all things that will go through a woman's head when you bring up this lifestyle. It's okay for her to have those concerns. It's okay. It's normal. What you can do is just be honest. Open those lines of communication with your significant other. Don't pressure her into it. If it's something that she's not into, then don't push it.
Yeah.
It's okay for things to be left just purely at a fantasy stage. And if that just includes dirty talk, like, while you guys are having sex, like, oh, yeah, you'd love for me to suck his dick, wouldn't you? Oh, yeah. Those kinds of things. Like, it's okay for it to be just that.
Yeah.
There's nothing I mean, I know that there's a lot of guys who would love for their wife to be involved in this lifestyle. Yeah. But
and
I mean,
he did say that he does like talk to her while he's having sex with her, like saying kind of hot wife kind of things, like planting a seed, saying that, oh, you know, you want this other guy, yada, 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 while mm-hmm. they're having sex, trying to plant the seed.
Right. I mean, and
to if, get her to react
well, if she's
to it.
Perceptive to it.
And he did say that it does turn her on when he talks like that.
Okay,
her.
Well, if she is perceptive to it, then it is definitely worth having that conversation with her.
Exactly.
I mean, but again, you are going to have to give her as much time as she needs.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's honestly the biggest thing when getting into this lifestyle. You can't expect a woman to have this conversation with you and then the next week, like, if they are serious about their relationship.
Exactly.
And if there are no problems in the relationship, you can't expect a woman the next week to be like, okay, let's jump on this. Let's do this right now.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes that will happen. I mean, I'm not saying that that has never happened because sometimes it will happen. But I mean, the reality is from everybody that I've talked to that has been in this lifestyle and that started out as a hot wife couple, a year is a short span
yeah.
of conversation
oh,
for
yeah.
jumping into the lifestyle.
Exactly.
I mean, a lot of people put in 7-8 years worth of communication about this lifestyle. And that's okay. I mean,
well, and then if you don't talk to your significant other, you'll never know if maybe they had that fantasy and just didn't know how to bring it up to you.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, you have to have those open lines of communication with each other. I mean, don't pressure each other. Don't push each other into something that they're not into.
Yeah.
I mean, I was open. I was perceptive. Our little motto is we'll always try something at least twice. And if we don't like it, then
yeah,
there's nothing saying that we have to go any farther with it.
Exactly.
I mean,
this lifestyle, we can stop it tomorrow if we wanted
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's the thing is it's like tomorrow we could be like, okay, we've had enough of it. Like we're done.
Will we probably? Probably not.
Probably not. I mean, for right now it works and yeah. we're enjoying ourselves and we are having a good time and we're meeting amazing people.
Oh yeah. Amazing people.
I mean, and that's the thing. Like, honestly, like I don't like to just treat this all about sex. Like sex
oh, yeah.
is a very intricate part of this lifestyle.
Yes.
But when it comes down to it, you are meeting awesome people who will not judge you about anything. They're the most open-minded, genuine, sweetheart of people.
Yes.
I mean, I've literally met, like, maybe one or two people in this lifestyle that have been complete assholes and complete douchebags.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, just, like, one or two.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's honestly it. Everybody else that we've met has been genuinely sweet, good people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's just one of those things where, I mean, even if you just, hey, let's just go to a party. Let's just start there. Like, we're just going to go hang out with people. Like, we don't, at parties, there's no pressure to play with people. A lot of times on a one-on-one situation where you're hanging out with a couple, there is that tension. I mean, and it's very, like, you can feel it in the room. There is that tension.
It just depends, too.
Right. It depends on the couple. I mean, but I mean, I have an experience somewhere, like a situation like that where there hasn't been some kind of tension.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very palpable. So, like, parties are a great way to go and just mingle with people, meet people. You don't have to play at parties.
No.
If you guys click with somebody, you can always arrange to hang out with them afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's a great part about parties is it's kind of like a nice little icebreaker of getting into it.
Yeah. And then also, if you're in this lifestyle, you're going to maybe possibly see someone
that you know.
That you know. And so, if they're in this lifestyle,
they are not going to be judging you. They're not going to go run their mouth about it because guess what? They're at the party for the exact same situation that you are.
So why would they run their mouth? Because you didn't know that they were.
Well, I mean, I know that some people want to keep things a little bit more discreet than others.
Yeah.
I mean, and I understand that because of jobs and things like that. But you are going to run into people that you know in this lifestyle. Just know that ahead of time.
Yeah.
Before you sign up for your first party, you are probably going to know somebody there if it's in your area. I know we've run into people that we know outside of the lifestyle at parties.
Yes.
I mean, and that's okay. Like, we're just like, oh, hey, like, hang out with them.
You don't have to play with them.
It doesn't have to be awkward either.
You can just say hi. And then go on your merry way.
Exactly.
And if you have an issue with them watching you,
just have that conversation. Hey, I would prefer for you not to.
Or I mean, they have private rooms.
Right. I mean,
if you're in a private room, then they can't really come in.
Right. They can't come in. But I mean, again, if you're caught up in the heat of the moment and you end up in a public room on accident.
Oh, yeah.
Which has happened. If you end up in a public room on accident and, like, there's somebody at the party you know and you would prefer for them not to be watching that kind of thing or see you in that light, you can have a conversation with them and just be like, hey, if this ever happens, like, can you just not watch?
Yeah.
And 100%, I can guarantee you that person is going to respect your wishes. I mean, that's the thing is, in this lifestyle, you are going to know people that you didn't know were in the lifestyle. It means nothing. Happens. I mean, honestly, like, it happens. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. I mean,
don't need to freak out about it. Just need to embrace it.
Like, this is my big thing. If you're in the lifestyle and you're at a party, you see somebody you know, don't make it awkward. Yeah. Say hi, be nice to them like you would any other place. Like, if you saw them at a grocery store, you're going to say hi to them and talk to them.
Exactly.
Yes, it's a different scenario and a different kind of situation. But, I mean, at the same time, if you know the person, just say hi to them. You don't have to, like, hide or be like, oh, shit, they're here. I can't say hi to them. Oh, fuck.
We got to run out the back door.
No, I mean, it doesn't have to be like that. Honestly, nobody's going to judge you. Please don't be scared if you do see somebody that you know at a party. There's no reason to freak out about it. I mean, I don't see it as... I just see it as like, okay, we're there for the same reasons. To meet people, hang out, get out of our everyday life.
Exactly.
And yes, there's a potential for sex to happen, but there's nothing saying that it's going to happen at the party.
And there doesn't mean that you're going to actually see it happen either.
Well, I mean, okay, so perfect example. If you see a friend there that is just a close friend, you don't want to ruin that relationship with them by crossing that boundary, there is nothing saying you have to play with them just because you know them.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing. You don't have to play with that person. You can continue to have your normal everyday relationship with them. But guess what? You have somebody to talk to about the lifestyle now.
Exactly.
And that's the beauty of it. I mean, a lot of times there are women in this lifestyle who have no one to talk to.
Exactly.
I mean, I know personally, I don't have anybody to talk to except for you. Exactly. And then our listeners now because we made a podcast.
Right?
But it's just one of those things where, well, I do have friends that I talk to that are in the lifestyle. But I mean, it's nice to have someone to communicate with.
Exactly.
About this kind of thing. Guys tend to be a little bit more open about it than...
Guys don't give a shit.
I mean, you have buddies you talk about the lifestyle with that aren't even involved in the lifestyle. They're like, dude, that's awesome. Good job.
Yeah. Bro, no way. You guys have a fucking awesome relationship.
Whereas me, I have one friend who's not in the lifestyle I can be honest about this stuff with. And she doesn't judge me whatsoever. I mean, she's had her own experiences, but she never fully got involved in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing, is it's nice to have somebody who understands what it's like to be in this lifestyle.
And that's kind of another reason why I wanted to make the podcast, too, is to kind of talk to people, interact with people, and let them know, like, hey, you know, this is not really all that taboo.
No,
and
it's
not a judgmental...
Well, it's not a judgmental thing, but from the outside, it very much is. I mean, and that's the thing, is it's like, from the outside, getting judged by people who don't know you...
Yeah.
Or even people that do know you.
Yeah, even family members and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, if they happen to find out that you are in the lifestyle, like, you are going to hear some nasty words. You're going to hear negative things said about you. I mean, but honestly, those people don't understand what this lifestyle is truly about. It's not about just having sex.
Yeah, I mean, not really.
No, I mean, it's about having friends. I mean, for Christ's sakes. I mean,
our interaction with people has grown so much in the past, what, couple years now since we've been in this lifestyle. It's grown, and
I mean, let's just give an example. I had zero friends. Well, I had one friend.
Yeah.
Before we started the lifestyle. Now I have probably like 70 friends. I mean, and yes, a predominantly amount of them are in the lifestyle, but do you know what? Those are the people that I know, if push came to shove, would help me out if I needed
them. I would trust them over a lot of the friends that I had prior to this lifestyle.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's a different kind of relationship. You have more... You have to have that communication with that person, with those friends, too.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing, is it's like you are forming your friendship with these people based on honest communication.
Exactly.
I mean, and so that's one of the great parts about being in this lifestyle, is you have that. And, I mean, honestly, it's like there are people that we're going to take out of this lifestyle with us.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I mean, that will be involved in our lives forever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but again, coming back to the original topic of how to get your wife involved in it, be patient with her. Be nice to her. Reassure her. Give her all the love she needs. And if it's something that she's into, then when she's ready, she'll let you know.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that is going to wrap it up for tonight.
Hope you guys had a good night, and hopefully the Super Bowl went well for you.
Stay happy and healthy.